Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started with Stephanie Mills and Home.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz, a journey I'll never forget.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love alone. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the
makes the tall grass bend into leaves.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Stephanie Mills and Home. Wow, can you imagine today make 5 whole years that Miss Anastasia McAdoo, my mother, left the planet? Today, it was a Tuesday in 2014. I'll never forget. 8:25, the phone rang, and that's today. Send me love today, y'all. Send me lots of love. All right, we're going to get ready and turn with the air. Reminded that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize it as God. Even though this great spirit is known by many, many names, we recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so in this right now moment, I want you to become very cognizant of the breath. And as we take in that breath, I want to remind you that sometimes we forget to breathe, and there's power in the breath, family. I just want you to breathe today. Just breathe, family. Just breathe. By taking in that deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of 8, and then release the breath, but remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart, family, because the heart has wisdom. And so right now, I want you to breathe. Breathe, family. Breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Let's pray. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Breathe. I meant release. And last time, just breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious, precious Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I come before you today, thinking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from my beloved I Am presence. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to remove all of me and let all of you come forth, God. I'm asking you to remove myself and let the manifest of you shine through and speak to somebody's heart today, God, that every thought I think will be the thought of you, Holy Spirit. And every word I speak will be your words, God. I ask you, come and give us eyes to see in a spiritual vision, God, spiritual 2020 vision. I'm asking you to make every word that come from my mouth be like the melodic taste of honey, God. That the words that drip from my mouth will taste like honey, God. I'm asking you to let the melodic sounds of you be heard in our ears, God. I'm asking you to bless and anoint us today, God. Bring forth a fresh anointing, fresh revelation, new wineskins, God. I'm asking you to make manifest the glory of you in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and anoint our heads today, God. Anoint our thoughts right now, God. Anoint our words, God. Anoint our ability to hear the sounds of you, God. Anoint our hands right now, God. Anoint our feet, Holy Spirit. Bless our comings and our goings, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and give. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring your gifts, God. That your gifts that you have eloquently placed inside of each and every one of us will shine today, God. I'm asking you to bless this day, God. I'm asking you to send your angels on assignment this morning, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing as you speak to our heart, O Lord. Speak to our heart. And may this day be filled with perfect peace, God. Peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. Thank you, God. Peace. Be still, God. Peace. Be still. Thank you, God. Thank you for your anointing this morning. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing. Wow. Amen, amen, amen. Whew. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, another love experience with Janine and Ingram. Can you imagine? It's been 5 years, family. My mother left the planet today. Can you imagine how fast that has gone? It don't even seem surreal today that it's been 5 whole years. All right, family. We're just going to give thanks because we know everything is always good. You know, we always count it all good, right? Nothing happens by chance. And so I just want to welcome you into this day, welcoming you into this week, ushering in us a great opportunity to be blessed and reminded that nothing but good shall happen. Nothing but God's greatness. And as we speak over our life and reminded and ask God to speak to our hearts, this is Donnie McClurkin, and we're going to get started and we're going to come back. And we're going to hear a reverend like one. This is a new reverend like I want you to hear today. So we're going to first start off with Donnie McClurkin.
The morning, the dark, my belt.
if you
speak to my heart now.
Speak to my heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. Yes, Janine and Ingram, you're about to hear, you know, one of my favorite all time. You know, I just thank God for the day. God manifested such an energy to the planet, leadership and courage to say what he had to say. Even when the religious community shunned him, he taught us that we had the right to call forth miracles within our own self, that we had the power to attract, manifest, and be, do, and have all that we desired. And it was up to us, and the power was in us. and that the consciousness of Christ lived in us, and that the Spirit lived in us, and that God lived in us, and that we didn't have to pray to a God outside of us, but there was a God in us waiting to hear from us. And this is called Fluff Your Miracle. Call forth your miracle. Did you know you can call forth your own miracle today? This is Reverend Knight family.
And I want to talk to you briefly from the subject, God will work a miracle for you. God will work a miracle for you. Isn't it good to know that? And at the very beginning of this message, I want you to put your name on a miracle. Yes. Put your name on a miracle right now. The first thing that you do to put your name on a miracle is to think of the miracle that you need, the miracle that you want. You know, the number one reason why people don't get what they want is because they don't know what they want too many times. And sometimes when people know what they want, they're afraid to even say it. Well, I would like to have such and such a thing, but. Get that but out of the way. I preached a sermon about that once. Get your but out of the way. And I'm talking about the conjunction but, as well as the other one. Get all of the butts out of the way. You see, that's what happened with people. They just butt their miracles away from them. They butt their blessings away from them because they don't say what they want. I say that right now, you and I can put our name on a miracle. I know in my heart the miracle that I want. Is there anybody in this congregation that wants a miracle? If you do, raise your hands and say, I want a miracle. And once again, raise your hands and say, I know the miracle that I want from God. I am naming the miracle that I want from God. I am naming and claiming the miracle that I want from God. You watching by television, name and claim the miracle that you need. If you want to get unhung from your hang-ups of sin and drugs and alcohol, name your miracle. Claim your miracle in Jesus' name. Because God is still working miracles. The text that I shall use today is from the book of Acts. The theologians call it the Acts of the Apostles. But these are not the Acts of the Apostles. These are the Acts of the Holy Spirit. The Acts of the Holy Spirit through the Apostles. You know, if you just open your mind and open your heart, the Holy Spirit will act in you and through you. And as you. And unhang you from your hang-ups. The 19th chapter of Acts, the 11th and 12th verses. Repeat after me as I shall pause. And God, and God wrought spiritual miracles by the hands of Paul. So that from his body, the sick were brought unto the sick, handkerchiefs, aprons, and the diseases departed from them. And the evil spirits were sent out of them. When out of them, you may be seated. I read that verse of scripture to let you know that God is in the miracle working business. Say that with me. God is in the miracle working business.
God is in the miracle working business.
I had a lady dispute that once. She said, Reverend Ike, the days of miracles are past. God doesn't work miracles anymore. I said, my dear lady, why is it that you say that the days of miracles are past? She said, because God worked miracles through the apostles. But the apostles are all dead, and miracles died with the apostles. Religious lady. She had her little pamphlets. But her religion taught her that God does not work miracles anymore. That's why you've got to watch religion. I mean, if you're not careful, religion will do you in and will do you out of the miracles that you need. If you're not careful, religion will do you out of the blessings of God that you need. And she insisted again, God does not work miracles anymore today because the apostles are dead and miracles died with the apostles. About that time, I stood up and got my lungs full of holy breath. And I said, Madam, the apostles may be dead. Saint Peter may be dead. Saint Paul may be dead. But God Almighty is still alive. And because he lives, I can have a miracle. Because God lives, you can have a miracle. The miracle working power is not dependent upon any of the apostles who have gone off, but the same Holy Spirit, the same God, the same Jesus, the same Christ that worked in the apostles will work miracles in you and through you and for you right here, right now. A miracle may be defined as an instance of divine intervention. An instance of divine intervention. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, somewhere, sometime, someplace in your life, you're going to need to let God in to do something miraculous for you. And somewhere out there, watching on television right now, there's a man, there's a woman, there's a boy, there's a girl listening to me. You need help. You need a miracle from God. You need help beyond human understanding, beyond human power. And we are here to tell you today that if you believe, God will work a miracle for you. Say with me today, you can have a miracle of salvation. And one good thing about this miracle of salvation, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter how low you have sunk. God's arm is not short that he cannot save. God can reach way down into that hell that you are in. And he can pick you up. And as the old Negro spiritual says, he came all the way down, all the way down, Lord, all the way down, Lord, took my feet out of the burning clay. Now that song means that the power, the presence of God are present with you no matter where you are, no matter if you're at the pig pen like the prodigal son. God's love reaches you at the pig pen. God's love reaches you on Skid Row. And if you accept it within your own soul, it will take your feet out the miry clay. Aren't you glad about that today? He came all the way down, Lord. All the way down, Lord. All the way down, Lord. Everybody stand up and say, He took my feet out of miry clay.
Took my feet out of miry clay.
Don't sit down yet. Can I preach a little bit? Some people need a miracle of salvation because they're stuck. Come on and say yeah. Say yeah. Some of you are stuck in witchcraft. Some of you sophisticated folks are saying, not me, Reverend Ike. I'm not superstitious. Yeah, you're stuck in astrology. Your Pluto is crossed up in your Mars. You stuck too? You need a miracle of salvation. Your Virgo is crisscrossing your sun in the wrong direction. You need a miracle of salvation.
You know He took my feet out the miry clay.
Before you sit down,
you
can have
a miracle
of salvation from God. You who are mixed up in drugs, mixed up in alcohol, stuck in the bad habits of life, you can have a miracle. You can have a miracle of salvation. Be seated and let me finish here.
Because He took my feet out the miry clay.
Yes, God will work a miracle for you to loose you from anything that binds you. You can have a miracle of healing in your soul, in your mind, and in your body, if you believe in the power and the presence of God in you. Yes, and you can have a miracle from God of getting your youth renewed. You don't have to get old and feeble because the world mind has programmed you to get old and feeble. You can have the miracle of eternal youth. And you don't have to die to get in the land where you never grow old. The land where you never grow old is the consciousness of God. Once you know who God is in you and who you are in God, age won't affect you anymore. You will have the miracle of eternal youth. Somebody say the miracle of eternal youth.
Miracle.
Say it again.
Miracle.
God will work a miracle for you. God will work a miracle of success and prosperity for you. Do you know that God didn't put you here to be a flop? God didn't put you here to be a failure? Say that in the first person. God didn't put me here to be a flop. God didn't put me here to be a failure. God intends for you to be a success. God intends for you to be prosperous. In the letter of the Apostle John, the Lord states His intention for His people and says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. The Master Jesus said, Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. God didn't put you here to be a failure or a flop. Believe in the Christ in you. Believe in the God in you. Believe God for a miracle of success and prosperity. Right here. Right now. Last of all, and many of you are waiting for this, God will work a financial miracle for you. Let me translate it into simple street vernacular, if you please. God will work a money miracle for you. I want you to touch yourself and tell yourself that in the first person. God will work a money miracle for me. Come on. God will work a money miracle for me. Let me remind you again that a miracle is ready to happen to you. Let's all stand, and Jimmy Wynn, the choir, and the singers, and the congregation of thousands here are going to sing with us, Hallelujah, anyhow. This week, don't you? If a problem comes your way, what are you going to do? Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Can I shout a little bit? I'm not going to let the mess in the world get me down. I'm not going to let the bad news get me down. Say yeah. I'm not going to let discouragement get me down. I'm going to say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let other people's negative opinions get me down. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. I'm not your opinion anyway. Hallelujah. Anyhow. As the old spiritual says, I'm going through. How many of you are going through? You're going through today. How many of you know the blessing that God has for you? And you're going all the way. Hallelujah. Anyhow.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just wanted to remind us, I wanted to take us back to the old. Remember when we were little? I know most of us probably grew up in a sanctified Baptist kind of church, and it reminded us of the power of unity, the power of calling forth our own miracles, calling forth what it is that we wanted to bring into our own experience. That we had the power to speak a thing. We had the power to speak a miracle right in our own voices. Using our own voice. And that the power was in us. Because your words hold a miracle today. The power of speaking God's word. Your miracle is in your mouth. Ain't that what Reverend Ike said? Your miracle is in your mouth. Your miracle is in your mouth. I know you have things you believe in for, perhaps a dream to come past, your health to turn around, or to meet the right person. You've been praying for a long time, but you don't see anything happen. It seems like God is on vacation, and as though your prayers are not doing any good. But what you can't see is that God worked behind the scenes. And when you're down to nothing, God is always something. He not only heard your prayer, but God put the miracle in motion. In the Psalms 56 and 9, it says, the very day I call for help, the tide of the battle turned. The very day that I shouted with my own mouth the miracle that had my name on it, the tide of the battle turned. See, in the unseen realm, God begins to change things in your favor. Just because you can't see anything happen doesn't mean that an answer is not on its way or not there. The people who see the breakthroughs and promises fulfilled are the people who keep praying. Keep believing. Keep standing in faith. Daniel had been praying and fasting day after day, asking God to help him. But nothing was changing. And then one morning he saw a vision in which an angel appeared to him and said, since the first day that you set your mind to humble yourself before God, your words were heard. And I come in response to them. But the prince of Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help. Daniel 10, 12, and 13. Notice that on the first day he prayed, God heard him and dispatched his legion of angels. The miracle was set into motion. But don't believe the lies that say your prayer, believing and standing in faith is a waste of time. See, on the first day you pray, the first day you opened your mouth and asked, God was already lining up the answer to your prayer. But you know what? Sometimes people forget, even Isaiah tells us, even before you ask, I have heard you and answered. So I want you to know today your miracle is on the way. Your miracle is on its way. And sometimes our miracle take a little bit longer than what we expected, but no, your miracle is on its way. The angels have already been dispatched with whatever you need. And right now that angel is working it through right now. All we need to do is every day give thanks. God, I give thanks that my day is right here. My miracle is right here. It's just a matter of time for it to show up. The angel is on its way. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So as I remind you, your words hold miracle. Your words hold miracle. Speak that thing. Speak that miracle over your life today. You have the power. And how you start your day is how you live your day. How you command this day by speaking into your miracles, what it is you want. Know that there's nothing too hard for your God. Remember, they say that God spoke into the nothingness. In the NIV in Genesis, now the earth was formless and empty, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's one of my favorite little things I say. When I remember we were all sitting around and at work, and there was the money was off. The numbers wasn't adding up, and nobody could figure it out. And while we were sitting there and they was going over everything, I just went inside my spirit and said, let there be light. Let there be light. And do you know, spirit took me, my eye right to the situation where it needed to be, where the numbers were added up wrong. I'm telling you, there's power in our spoken word. Even if the word is only spoken within our minds. Do you need a miracle in your life for something that seems impossible? You know God can create something out of nothing. And we were made in the image and likeness of that very gift, that we can speak into the nothingness and make a way where there seems to be no way. And open doors that seem closed. That's what God has given us, the power to speak into a thing. Genesis tells us that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. But before God spoke the world into existence, it was formless and void. If God make the world out of nothing, God can take the empty places in our life and create something beautiful. God, yes, we can speak light into our darkest hour. We can take your formless dreams and give them shape. We can resurrect our dormant gifts and talents. We can make the crooked places straight just by speaking our miracle. You may have forgotten that you were made in the image and likeness of this almighty creator. There's power in your words. There's power when you're in agreement with God. Start saying what God says about your situation. Speak life to the dreams today. Speak hope into the hopeless places and keep an attitude of faith, expectancy, because God will turn things around for you and create something out of nothing. So today, I remind you that you can speak a miracle into your life. And even where there's no way, even with your eyes, remember I talked to you the other day about seeing in the spiritual realm. You see, we get caught up in the physical realm. We get caught up in the political climate, the physical climate, but none of us ever, I never hear really people talk about the spiritual climate. Yeah, we talk about the man in the White House, but we forget there's a bigger picture in the spiritual climate. That for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. What's happening in the spiritual climate? What are you speaking into the spiritual climate of your world? What miracles are you able to bring forth? Or are you too busy looking in the physical realm and forgot you was a metaphysician? Then you have the ability to see beyond the physical. I pray today that you have eyes to see beyond the physical. I pray spiritual 2020 vision over your eyes today, that you could not speak and get caught up in the climate of the physical, not get caught up in the climate of what's happening in the political, but that you can see in the spiritual climate and that you have the power. Nothing outside of you can dictate your world, not even your financial world. No matter what's going on in the politics, no matter what's going on in choices that they make. You see, when we get caught up in thinking our jobs is our source, we lose. When we think that whatever money is coming in is that our source, and that the source doesn't come from the Creator, that's created from within us, then something is wrong. We have a limited view of the unlimited sources that we have available to us. We think that somebody outside of us can heal us. They can be our co-partners. But the real healing comes from within, from the presence and the power that lives in you, as you, all around you. Love, success, money comes from within. Speak your miracle today. Call forth your miracle. Speak your miracle. There's a miracle with your name on it. All you have to do is call it forth. That's my message today. I want you to be reminded this week that you have the power to call forth that miracle. You have the power to command this week. You have the power to command and speak into your life what it is you desire. Because the power to heal and to transform your life is within you. Let's do that today, family. Let's call forth our miracles. And then let's come back and talk about how good God is by sharing those miracles right here on this line. Can't nobody do it like you, baby. Nobody. All right. Open up the line. Good morning, Pastor Don.
Good morning, good morning, right. Good morning. I was on mute. Yeah, that was a powerful, powerful, powerful message. Oh, my God. I don't know who that pastor was that was preaching, man, but he went in and I got to read this. I got to read this because this fits into the message. And wow, I'm calling forth my miracles. And as you were speaking, I was calling forth the $4.5 million tour budget. And it's a daily calling. Just because I called it yesterday, I have to call it every day. This is a day, my day. I will control of it what I can and release of that of what I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself, resilience with Trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I have secured a victory. That's a miracle, y'all. For every no, I plan to see. Your miracle's still coming because you heard no. It's not coming from that person that told you no. Your miracle's still on the way. For every no, I plan to see. For every no, I plan to see. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I am powerful. I am loved. Each and every moment, I am thankful, for I have become stronger. For I have become stronger. For I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the unborn, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity created by the Almighty. Faith before all, I shall prevail. As I closed my eyes and was listening to the message, as I closed my eyes, I was listening to you speak. As I closed my eyes and I was calling forth the miracle, it just warmed my heart to know I'm right in God's provision, and it's not off religion, it's off redemption. If Jesus didn't make sure I was redeemed, I wouldn't be here right now. But I've been sent to bring the mysteries of the gospel, to preach the good news. That's why the billions upon billions upon billions of souls will be saved through Christ Jesus, because I'm going to bring them to where they need to be. So, man, you went in hard today, sister. You went in hard today. You went in hard today. I'm excited. I'm just like, I'm wondering, like, for me, the present, the gift is right now, and I felt the breakthrough. And when you see things in the spiritual world and pull them into the natural world, I can't have any babies because I'm physically incapable, but bringing things from the spiritual to the physical realm as a pastor, been doing it for 11 years, 40 out of 50 states, I'm a master now. I'm an expert. I've been doing it in the entertainment industry for 21 years. The number of perfection is 7. That's 3 times perfection. This is 2019. You add it all up, makes 3. And when you break all those numbers down, the final number is 3. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I am Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Questions, comments, complaints about this broadcast, please call me direct, 818-358-5722. I'm moving out the way. Thank you, Sister Ingram. You have a great day. Oh, my God. I'm on fire.
All right, Pastor Don. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. That was great what you read from. Is that affirmation you speak, where that came from? I mean, where does that come from?
You know what? I can't remember how I got it, but once I got it in my spirit, I have to read it every day. Before I close any business deals, I ask, does any of this fit to you? If it don't fit, I can't move on that business deal, because if you're not going to change the world, I can't waste any more time. Time's the most precious commodity in the world. It can't be measured. It can't be replaced. And when you put your time in certain things, whatever you, just like he said, when you're looking for your miracle, you have to work towards that miracle. Prayer is one thing, but prayer is an action word. You're praying in faith. You know that it's going to happen. You walk towards that miracle, but if you never get up and walk towards it, just like you said, you have to visualize it. You have to know what you want. When I said $4.5 million, people thought I was crazy. When I told them I was running for president in 2024, me and my wife, she's like, you stupid. You're never going to do it. I was like, that makes it even better. Sometimes the people are going to tell you no, but you have to know that you know that you know. And stay with it. And that's the miracle. So to answer your question, that affirmation is an affirmation. It was a confirmation. It was dropped on my desk, and I can't remember how it got there. But since I've had it, it's given me so much power. And no matter what goes on, whether a person spends money with me or not, I plant the seed of wisdom on them. So every no is a planted seed. Every yes is a secure victory. So I thank God. And shouts out to OG Radio and the people out in Chicago holding it down. Y'all up early every day, man. We got to get on the field. And I will be emailing you the 7-day schedule for us to be in front of 20 million people. So I'm not playing, man. I am not playing. I don't sleep and I don't get to enjoy life, but I know this is my last year of working like a slave. I'm walking in my authority, I'm walking in my apprenticeship, and I'm walking in my royalty. I've slaved long enough. I've been walking around the promised land, I'm walking in.
All right.
My sister, may I ask Brother Pastor Don, thank you for that powerful affirmation. This is our brother Emir from Palm Beach, Florida. And I tell you, that was truly an igniter to a powerful fire that burns in my soul. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being that igniter in this beautiful burning fire called Love Journey. We are powerfully excited to greet this day with the intention of being noted as a powerful source of God's love. Thank you, brother. Make sure you send us a copy of that affirmation so that I may plaster it on my wall next to my oath of manifestation. Please.
Amen. Amen. Hey, what's your number? What is your direct number, brother?
I will text you my copy. 904-994-2738. 904-994-2738.
That's Brother Ari.
Emir.
Can you spell that, sir?
E-M-I-R.
E-M-I-R. Emir. Wow, bro. You got a powerful name, homie. Like, okay. What people don't understand is when you look at the letters in your name and the numbers, 3, 4, 7, them numbers have so much power. And I had talked to this mathematician on one of these radio shows, and he's about to change the way the number system works. And I'm about to give y'all something. And I didn't come here to preach, and I got a lot of theologians. And I tell everybody, you have to keep in mind, even though you're speaking in the present, you have to be forward in the future, because this stuff is like Planet of the Apes. 1,000 years from now, they're going to listen to these playbacks to try to figure out what was going on with the world. 7 divided into 22, it comes up with the number of pi. There's 22 books in the books of Revelation. The perfect number is God, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When you look at life, it's either hot, cold. Yes, I want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. Yes, I will be there. No, I don't want to be there. The Holy Spirit, the discerning spirit, is that benefiting factor that brings it from the spiritual world into reality. The women of this world are the only ones that connect the spirit to bring them into a full breath human with the Holy Spirit moving as a regular person. But we as spirits, we look at that one and zero, and we never get the Holy Spirit in the middle. That's why a lot of people don't make it. God reigns on the just and the unjust. And when I look at that number four, that creates the everlasting cycle. If you look at 24 hours in a day, you break that down, that can be broke down 6 hours at a chance. And that's really the true equation. You're supposed to give God 6 hours. You're supposed to work hard as you can on changing the world. And the other 12 hours of the day, 6 hours is supposed to be derivative just for you to get money. 6 hours supposed to be loving your everyday family, your people, the ones around you. So when I hear that number, and I heard your name, I spoke it, but it's one thing, but I didn't know who was listening. Again, I'm moving out the way. God, you're doing something, and I asked for a miracle today. This $4.5 million is real. I will be your president in 2024, and no matter what goes on, I'm going to keep sending a message out about this show. Now that I have a 7-day format, all 7 days of the week, I'm going to make sure people are here getting this good stuff, because wisdom don't work unless you pass it on. I'm moving out the way. Keep killing it, Sister Ingram, and you, Brother Amir, you won't get enough of me. I'm going to be calling you every day. I'm going to type this up, man. I've never typed it up for nobody. Never typed it up for nobody, but you're going to be the first person I typed it up. I heard God. I heard you speak, and you're very anointed. You're appointed. You've been sent to change the masses. Don't let nobody slow you down. Nobody can keep up with you. But I just had a flash of your whole life in front of me. You was one of them kind of guys that you always left the club at 1:15. Hey, such and such got shot. When I didn't get shot, God moved me. I'm going to leave it like that, man. I'm moving out the way.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Thank you for that glimpse of my life then and my future tomorrow. Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm moving out the way. You can mute me, baby.
All right. Well, I'll leave you open. 757-2886 is the last four. You open on Blog Talk Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless everyone. Just want to say thank you for the tremendous efforts you're putting in on the show and sowing into people's lives. I just say that you know, it's a true blessing. The winning team and Dr. Reverend Ron and Dr. Winburn. This is unusual for men of this stature to have such platforms as this. And Reverend Pastor Don, I just want to say, sir, you have no idea how your barn's about to overflow in the coming future. Prosperity, you have no idea how much gold and how much money and how much influence is going to continue to flow into your hands. It's just a blessing. I want to read a small verse to you about prosperity. They tell me thou art rich, my country. Gold is glittering, flood has poured into thy chest. Thy flocks and herds increase. Thy barns are pressed with harvest, and thy stores can hardly hold. Thy merchants, unending trains are rolled along thy network rails of east and west. Thy factories and forges never rest. Thou art enriched in all things brought and sold. In the name of Jesus, I speak that over everyone at the sound of my voice, especially to you, my lady, for hosting such a wonderful show. Back to you, ma'am.
I didn't get your name, sir.
I'm Antonio Grace, better known as Brother Grace. I'm out of Virginia. I've been associated with the winning team very shortly. I'm going into my first year, and I tell you, my life has been tremendously blessed just by knowing Pastor Green and his beautiful wife. And, you know, I cannot put into words how my life has been impacted in such a short time. I've been associated with a lot of people with stature, a lot of people with connections, but I've never been connected with people that had stature and blessings at the same time. This is the first time that those two things have been merged together.
All right. Well, bless you too. I pray that every word you spoke and everything you just prayed and come back to you doubly, triple fold in your life. Everything you just wished upon Pastor Don and us, I pray upon you more Thank you for tuning in to the journey this one. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Just press 1 on Blog Talk. And if you are the teleconference line, just *6. Good morning, Carla LeBeau.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This has truly been a blessing, and it's been in my spirit that I surrender it all. And I keep hearing that song, and I keep feeling that song, surrendering to all that God has for me. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. When we surrender, the miracles of God continue to manifest and grow. I surrender, I surrender. For God has a miracle in store for each and every one on this line. Surrender it all. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Carla LeBeau. She also has a radio show called Breakthrough with Lady C on Intellectual Radio. I'm not sure. I think it's once a week, like, Carla?
Every Sunday. I'm going to every Sunday. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Okay. So, Carla LeBeau, Breakthrough with Lady C on Intellectual Radio. Don't forget to tune in to her radio show every Sunday. And then she also has Destination Manifestation Prayer Line every Sunday as well. So don't forget to tune in to Breakthrough with Lady C and the Manifestation Destination Prayer Line with Lady C, y'all. That's Lady C in the house. Lady C in the house. All right. Emir J. Otter Price from Palm Beach, Florida, and we got Virginia in the house, Las Vegas in the house, North Carolina in the house, because I'm in North Carolina today, y'all. All right. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. And I want to, since, you know, we prayed about money for Pastor Don, I want to just send a blessing over his ability to speak into his life, the presidency, the $4.5 billion, because money is what? Just God's love, another form of energy. And we can speak that money into Pastor Don's life today, knowing that nothing but good shall come to him. And we want to thank Pastor Don for all his gifts and all his talents and all that he does. And even though I don't know all that he does, I know that he does some amazing things, and I thank him for reaching out to the Love Journey, collaborating with the Love Journey, and bringing us into a place where we all can be blessed by his anointing. So we just want to, again, thank you, Pastor Don, for all that you do. And so we pray nothing but blessings upon you today. And we're going to leave you with this, Reverend Knight. He does a powerful affirmation of us calling in our money. And so this morning, we're going to call in this money. We're going to see you with that $4.5 billion. I want us to visualize that for Don today, as Pastor Don, as we move out into our day. I just want us to center our mind and center our thoughts. Because we understand the real source comes from the unlimited source. We know that the money is just another form of God's energy, just another form of God's love. And our ability to manifest, attract, and magnetize is within us. So I want to remind you, money doesn't come from outside of us. Money comes from within us. And Reverend Ike always said what? That we are money. He says, I am money. So as we do our money affirmation with Reverend Ike today, I want you to visualize as we go to the source today. $4.5 billion raining down on Don, Pastor Don today. Doors are opening that he could never have thought. In Ephesians 3:20 kind of experience. More than he could ever think, ask, or imagine.
And together, family, let's visualize that as we speak.
Now, here is the long affirmation that I'm going to give you. It's too long to get on the green board. But when I give you this affirmation, I want you to write it out. Put it in your checkbook. Every time you write a check, read it. Now, here is the long affirmation that I'm going to give you. It's too long to get on the green board. But when I give you this affirmation, I want you to write it out. Put it in your checkbook. Every time you write a check, read it. For starters and for practice, put it up on the mirror that you look in the most.
Okay, you know what, y'all? I'm going to do this one. Condition our mind for money. I'm sorry.
I have here that I want to get to as much as possible several prayers to help recession-proof your mind and to condition your mind for good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. For as the book here says, everything is a condition of the mind. You know how much money you have now? Just as much money as you've conditioned your mind to have. That's what you're going to have, no more, no less. But you see, that's what this teaching is all about. It's for conditioning and reconditioning and stretching the mind to the realization and the demonstration of greater and greater of infinite good. That's why you have to always come to seminars and classes and services like this. There's something interesting about the mind. Many things, but this in particular at the moment. The mind cannot escape conditioning. If you do not consciously and deliberately condition your mind to be, to do, and to have the good that you desire, the world will condition your mind negatively. Because as I started saying before, everything in the world is geared to condition the mind all day long as the world turns. And if you don't take a hold of your own mind and condition it, before you know it, you will find yourself in the middle of a secret storm on the edge of night in General Hospital with all my children. So you have to deliberately follow the guiding light until you find a brighter day. A brighter day. In dealing with people over the years, I've developed these prayers. And I want to review with you as much as possible the prayer for success and prosperity and the prayer for money. Let me say something very interesting about the prayer for money. Some years ago, I had a Spanish-speaking practitioner at my church in New York to translate the study guide into Spanish. She came to me at the end of the project and said to me, "Reverend Ike," she said, "I translated every one of the prayers in this book, but I could not translate the prayer for money." But she was very perceptive, and she said to me, she said, "Maybe it's something in me." And yes, it was. Do you know what it was? It got a hold of her money rejection complex. Because she still had some of that old teaching in her, well, money is evil, money is sinful. Those old evil rich people. But you know, it seems like there are more evil poor people than evil rich people. I mean, when the marshal is setting you out on the streets in the cold and you can't pay your rent, I mean, a man could get real evil. Let's start with the prayer for success and prosperity here. And I want to read the text from Proverbs 3 and 6. "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Now, my theology is encapsulated in three words: God in you, to make it personal, God in me. Let me hear you say, God in me.
God in me.
Come on, touch yourself and say, God in me.
God in me.
Now, that's my theology. As far as I'm concerned, God is not some distant creature afar off in the sweet by and by. You know, there's certain, I have a list of songs at my church titled, Don't You Ever Sing That In Here. And number one on that list is the song In the Sweet. By and by. He said, I need something in the sweet now and now. Lay it on me right here, right now, Lord. Let's hear it. And God have a good working relationship. He says to the angels, here comes that, I give him what he wants in a hurry because he's not going to wait. Anyway, let's get back to acknowledging the God in you. Get in the habit of talking to the God in you, acknowledging the God in you. God in me, tell me what to do about this. Let me hear you say that.
God in me, tell me what to do about this.
God in me, show me how to prosper and bless myself and others.
God in me, show me how to prosper and bless myself and others.
I'm thinking about a lady in Los Angeles about 20 years ago. She was on television with us when we first started our television ministry. She had been on welfare for 24 years, raised about 6 children on welfare. And she heard me at the Shrine Auditorium. And that particular day, I gave a prayer like this to the congregation. I said, God in you will give you some money-making ideas. God in you will give you some prospering ideas. Ideas that will bless you and bless people in general. I said, this week, ask the God in you to give you some prospering ideas. And furthermore, I said to them, I said, every one of you, God has given you a gift. Ask God to show you your gift, to show you your talent. And she went home and she thought about this. And she said, God in me, show me my talent. Show me my gift. And she said it was as if God was speaking to her verbally. She heard the voice within saying to her, well, you raised 6 children. Therefore, you are a child care specialist. That's your gift. She said, I am? Yes. That to her was the voice from on high. And so she went around in her community to her friends, other friends who were on welfare, and said, I'm a child care specialist. I tell you what, bring your kids over to my house. I'll watch them while you go out and get a job. And we'll get off of this welfare slavery plantation. And more of her friends and people in the neighborhood began to bring the kids to her. And she began to take care of them. It so happened that she got so many mothers off of welfare over there in her neighborhood and did such a fine job taking care of the kids that the city certified her as a child care specialist. And not only that, a university gave her a doctorate in child care specialization, whatever that is. Just by acknowledging the God in her and asking for guidance.
Well, I don't know what's going on with the technology this morning, but
because I'm doing everything from my phone because I'm in North Carolina. I left my computer, but I wanted to play Reverend Ike to remind us that the power to be, do, and have any kind of money is within us. It's within us this morning, family. It is within you. It is within me. It is within Pastor Don. And together, we see Pastor Don with that $4.5 billion. And you know what we wish for somebody else? We wish for ourselves, right? Because we actually are one. We are not our brother's keeper. We are our brothers. We're not our sister's keeper. We are our sister. And so when we say we are one, we mean we are one. So whatever we pray and wish for somebody else, we actually praying and wishing for ourselves. So remember that today. As you move through your day, speak life into your money. Speak life into your money, knowing that you can call forth that miracle even in your money situation. You can call it forth just by speaking it. So as we affirm this morning that we are prosperity, I am prosperity, I am money, I am all that God is. We remember that this morning as we move out. I just want to remind each and every one of you all that you are a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift to God, and remember to choose love. Love is really the only choice. Love is the real choice. And I want to remind you, don't just live your God-sized dreams on this line. I mean, don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but I want you to live them. And it takes action to live. It takes courage to live our dreams. And so I want you to live your dreams. And I want you to dream big. I just want to remind you, too, that the power is in you. And the power is in you. Power is in you. And it only works if you work it. It only works if you work it. It only works if you work it. So ask for your money today. Because it is yours. It is yours. It is yours, family. It is yours. Money is coming to me. Y'all remember that song? I could just feel it. Because I believe. All right, family, I'm going to let you go. I promise you now, I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. I'm just all over the place this morning. You know, y'all. I see this I am money. Let's see what that is. I am money. I am money. I am money. I am money. All right. Let me see what I'm going to leave you out with. I know what I'm going to do. I am going to play Doubt Your Doubts because I want to remind you, don't doubt God, but doubt your doubts this morning. You know, in the scheme of things, we get lost in the sauce. It's so much easier when I have my computer. I don't know why I forgot my computer this weekend when I came to North Carolina. Because trying to do everything on this phone, oof. But you know what? I thank you for your patience. I thank y'all for your patience because this computer on this phone is just moving everywhere, family. It's moving everywhere. All right, I'm going to leave you with Doubt Your Doubt. Before you doubt God, and I want to remind you to have a great day. Have a great day. And remember your day, how you started your day is how you lived it. And so as you live your day today, knowing that you have the power to change and transform everything just by speaking your miracle out of your mouth. Remember, Reverend Ike said, your money is in your mouth. Your money is in your mouth. Remember to doubt your doubts before you doubt God.
I remember.
All right.
My little niece, ran up to me and told me, "We learned about Jesus today." And I could tell by her smile she was so excited to learn about this man that she did not quite know yet, but she knew without a doubt for it to be true, because after all, Mommy said so. And that was the first time in my life that I looked into the eyes of a child and envied them, because she had no idea of what it feels like to doubt. What it feels like to have your entire belief system overload with skepticism. To never know the day that you would finally be able to live beyond the shadow of a doubt. I've lived in its darkness for so long, it seems like I have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and my faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of my palms. God, every night I lay my head down to sleep, the city of my mind is attacked by a legion of questions threatening the living rooms of my sanity and holding them hostage. Can you help me? Last year, my grandmother laid in a hospital bed like a bus stop waiting for God to come pick her up. I had never seen such pain and such confidence living in the same eyes when she told me, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know who I belong to." And I was so happy for her. And something inside of me wished that somehow, before she passed away, she could pass down her confidence in God to me like an old family picture. I remember sitting in the back row of a cold sanctuary, crying, because I desperately wanted what the preacher was saying to be true, but my doubts were preaching a sermon of their own, and the streams of my tears turned into oceans of frustration. I remember sitting in a college classroom, and the only thing being tested is my faith in God. The only thing passing is my hope. Me, in a backpack full of fear, nowhere to go, no one to help me unpack. I sleep, but I never rest. These lines around my eyes are not wrinkles, they are maps. I show you the winding roads that lead to my pain. I'm tired. And I'm longing for the day that I can place my fingers in his nail-pierced hands, because honestly, I've considered quitting, but where will I go? Back? There's no home for the living in the land of the dead, so I keep pressing forward. Today I have faith, but I can't make any promises about tomorrow. I'm surprised I've held on this long. God, just make me feel like I'm not crazy. God, let me know that I'm not just making friends with these walls. When I pray, I'm not questioning you. I just got questions. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. My child, when it seems like you have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and your faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of your palms, I told you. Faith the size of mustard seeds can rearrange whole landscapes and turn mountains into open highways. Faith comes by my word, so maybe you've cuffed your ears. My child, don't be childish. But consider the child whose faith has not quite learned the definition of impossible. Have your questions. I'm not telling you to have a blind faith. I'm telling you to consider the blind men who had faith and believed my words before they were even able to see me. Consider the birds that eat from my hand and do not fall from the sky without my consent. So how much more will I love the ones that I died for? Before you doubt me, doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubts, and you will see they are just as empty as the tomb that I walked from. truth is, you know I'm here. You know my truth, and you're scared. Scared of what that means. Scared of what that should cost you. That one day they will all laugh you right out of their classrooms and scorn you out of their courtrooms. But my love serves as an eviction notice to anxiety. When they cast stones, my love casts out fear. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I've never started a work that I will not finish. I am the one who will give you courage to stare death in the face and say, how dare you try to scare me? I know who I belong to. And when it feels like you are drowning, when it feels like you are drowning in a sea of your questions, just know I'm there. I'm there. Like when I drowned in the Red Sea of my blood for you, and these hands that took holes will hold you. And when I told you that I would love you forever, I meant it. Don't you see these rings in my hands? See, we are married. For better or for worse. Through sickness and in health, through faith and through questions, till death brings us closer, you are mine. You are mine, and I am yours, I promise.
Wow.